We're al saf shavuos, Rabbi Osei. We are on the doorstep of the yontif of Kabbalah Satorah. And we started this trail weeks and weeks and weeks ago. There are different ways of thinking about the 49 days, the 7 weeks, or the 6 Shabbosos and the 6 Prakim of Pirkei Avos, which opens Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, and then the Masorah is conveyed from Moshe to Yehoshua and so on and so forth. The Rambam famously, in the very opening paragraphs of Mishnah Torah, the introduction to Mishnah Torah, lists the 40 links in the chain from Moshe Mepi Agvur, Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the way through to the end of the period of the Amoraim. Ravina Ravashi Sof Horah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one of the Ikari Amuna, or the Rambam, at the end of near the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. The Rambam wrote a very important Pirush on Mishnayos, and at the end of Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Chelek. The Rambam has a long and very beautiful, very profound Agadic introduction. He talks about issues of what's the ultimate purpose of life, what's the ultimate reward, a lot of fascinating material, and at the end, he gives the famous list of the what we call the 13 Ani Mamans, the 13 Yesodei HaTorah, 13 Ikari Amuna, 13 principles of faith, and principle, the first 5 are about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next 4 are about Nevuah and Torah, and the last 4 are about reward and punishment. So here in the middle, in that middle set about Torah, Yesod HaShemini, here you have it, the 8th Ani Mamin, Shishinamin ki ka Torah Azos HaMetzuya Biyadeinu Ata Hi HaNasuna Al Yidei Moshe. Kula Mipi HaGvur. We believe that the Torah that we have is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveyed to Moshe, and that our Masorah is accurate. Okay? And there's a Yerushalmi. Here's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maseches Peah, the comments on our relationship to Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk in Koheles says, you see something, you think it's new. Yesh davar shomar re'ezeh chadash. I might think this is all new. Kfar hayala olamim. It's been around for a very long time. What's the significance of that pasuk? So Yerushalmi and Peah, Perek Beis Halach Adalid, Yeshua Belevi says, Yeshua Ben Levi says, that feel Masha Talmud Vasig Asid Lahoriz of Neirabo Kvan Nemer L'Moshe B'Sinai. That even Chiddush, an idea that a Talmud Vasig, a worthy Talmud, presents to his Rebbe, Kvar Nemar LaMoshe Misinai. It was already said to Moshe in Har Sinai. Yeshua ben Levi is interpreting this pasuk in Chumash Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Jewish history with the Jewish people on the eve of entry in Eretz Yisrael. This is in the 40th year. All of Chumash Devarim is the end, the last month and a week of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. From Rosh Chodesh Shvat to Zayin Adar. So he's reminding them, so there's the Halacha, and there's Hashkafa, and there's Jewish history. And he reminds them, Yitan Hashem Elai Shnei Luchas Avadim, K'suvim Betzva Lokim, Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Luchas, Va'aleim Kechol HaDvar Masher Dibra Hashem Imachem Bahar, Mitoch HaEish Yom HaKol. All the words that Hashem Moshe had spoken to you. So Val Pipshuto, that means, Aseres HaDibras, Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibras, and they were inscribed in the Luchas. Yeshua Levi says, but Kechol HaDvar, it could have said kol, said kichol, could have said dvarim, said ha dvarim. So that includes everything. That includes that. Afilu masha talmud vasig asal horos with neirabo. Karnem al moshe misina. Again, matam, this pasuk in Koheles. Fel's going to say re'eze chadash. Say, oh, here I have a new idea. Ah, meshivo chaveiro kavar ha'yal la'olamin. This is old. This is ancient. Chidushim are ancient, they all go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do we have? Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, a mission of us, right? An Iker and Amuna, on the Rambam's list of the 13 Karim. The Torah we have is the Torah from Moshe. Yerushalmi, every chiddush that you have in Shir was already Nemar LaMoshe B'Sinai. Wow. Right? Probably none of this is surprising. Right? We believe, as Orthodox Jews, we believe Emunah Shleima, that the Torah we have is, it wasn't made up. The Torah we have is M'Sinai. The Torah we have is Rakhav. It's Tanya Kaddish Baruch, Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem. But then on the other hand, if we're going to be honest, there are other things that we believe and assume that could be hard to square with this. So number one is the whole concept of machlokas. The whole concept of machlokas. What does that mean? Right? Gemara is full of machlokas. Mishnah is Gemara, full of machlokas. All the time. Right? That's our bread and butter. You sit there and learn a Mishnah, you sit there and learn a Gemara, you learn Rishonim, Achronim, everyone's arguing. So what does that mean? But what was said to Moshe? Kol Masha Talmud Vasig Asad L'Chadish. What does that mean? Which one did Moshe hear? Right? Where did Machlokas come from? What's this all about? What's this all about? What's it all about? What, you mean someone's wrong? They're both right? Well, I've heard that Elu ve'elu divrei Kibbutz Chaim. Yeah, but which was said to Moshe Rabbeinu? Behar Sinai. This is hard to understand. If we're going to be honest, it's a challenging question. And let me share with you another surprising Gemara. Take a look at this Gemara, Bosai. I see we have the covet of one of my inspirations and one of my guides in Harbat Satorah, Kerner Shlita is here. It's a covet to have you. Here, Bosai, take a look at this Gemara. Gemara Masachas Menachas. Gemara tells a story. This is one of the stories of Shavuos that the Gemara tells. The Gemara speaks about Maror Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Tav Chavtes Abayz Masachas Menachas, Bishah, Sha'al Moshe Lamar, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on our Sinai, and what does he see? The Gemara describes various sights that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. One of them is HaKadosh, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attaching Tagim to the letters of the Torah. In advance of giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Lefanu, Ribono Shalom, Ima Akava Yadcha. Well, what's this all about? Why do you have to put the Tagim on? Why do you have to put the crowns on the letters? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adam Echad Yesha Asit Lios Besov Kamadoros. After many, many, many generations, there's going to be a man, his name is going to be Akiva ben Yosef, who the man who we know is Rabbi Akiva. Asit, that he's going to darshan dinim. I mean, each of these coats, him tilin shalachas, piles of dinim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amar lefanav ribon shalom hareuli. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see Rabbi Akiva. I want to see what this looks like. Rabbi Akiva giving shir. So Amar lechazar lacharecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, take a step back. And suddenly, Moshe is in. This is the first recorded instance of VR, virtual reality. Suddenly, Moshe Rav the Gemara describes, Halach v'yasher b'sof shmona ashuris. Suddenly, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Rabbi Akiva's shir room, the back of the shir. If you ever felt bad, you're seeing the back of shir. I don't know how many rows there were in Rabbi Akiva's shir, but Moshe Rabbeinu was in the eighth row. That could be Rabbi Akiva. You know, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 talmidim. The eighth row may have been yachasit, pretty close to the front. But whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Rabbi Akiva's shir. Fascinating. Fascinating. And what happens? So, for Loha Yodea Mahin Omen, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand what's going on in the Shir. Tashash Kocho. So he feels terrible. He's feeling weak. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shkol Yisrael, it's not following what's going on with Kiva Shir. Kevin Shigil Davar Echad. But then they get to one particular issue. And Amr lo Talmid of Rebbe Menayin Lecha, they say Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was saying, "Oh, this din we darshan from here, this din we darshan from there, and here." But then one particular din, they said, "New Rebbe, where does this din come from?" Says, "Ah, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That din, that's not nidrash from a pasuk. That's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Nisyashva Daito." And then Moshe Rabbeinu felt when he heard that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, I say he felt a sense of, his spirits were renewed. What does this mean? What does this mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was in Rabbi Akiva's shir, and he didn't understand what, didn't understand what was going on. So, it's certainly, the question is open, whether the Gemara means literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an ace of time travel. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kal Yachal. He may have done an ace of time travel and moved Moshe Rabbeinu many, many centuries into the future into Rabbi Akiva's generation and put Moshe Rabbeinu physically in Rabbi Akiva's shir. And then the physicists among us will point out that the greater nace was a backwards time travel afterwards, to bring Moshe Rabbeinu back to his own generation. And or it may be the Gemara is a mashal to help us understand a certain idea. Or maybe this was something Moshe Rabbeinu saw b'marah ha-nevuah. But either way, what does this mean? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir? Isn't that flat out contradiction to the Yerushalmi? Kol Masha Talmud Vasik Asa L'chash B'fnei Rabo. Who is a great... There are very few people who would qualify as a Talmud Vasik more than Rabbi Akiva. So, certainly, you think about the, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were thinking about the significance of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara certainly highlights Rabbi Akiva as one of the great figures of the Masorah of Torah for all time. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Didn't Hashem teach Moshe Rabbeinu everything on Har Sinai? See, he knew this all already. So, some Svarim say, well, maybe this is Moshe Rabbeinu before he learned everything. He had come on to Har Sinai. He hadn't yet learned it. That's very difficult. So what's the Gemara's point? What's the point of that Agata? Why is it... What's the Gemara trying to tell us? Whether that story happened literally, Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace of time travel, or whether that's the Gemara is recording a Marah HaNevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the prophetic vision of Rabbi Akiva's shir, or whether the Gemara is it's a Gemara's mashal to transmit a certain idea, but there's a very, either way, there's a critical idea the Gemara is trying to get across. What is it that Moshe didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir? So on the one hand, we believe in Emunah Shleima, Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai. Kol HaTorah Mitzuya Atzbi Yandeinu, Yina Svunan Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalmi. Kol Masha Talmud Vasik Asal Chadish. On the other hand, we have this Gemara in Menachos about Moshe and Rabbi Akiva Shir. And Bechlal, we said before, the whole concept of Machlokas. Where does Machlokas come from? If everyone already knew. And let's answer these questions with a third question. Let's talk for a moment about Megillas Rus. When we think about it, we learn Megillas Rus, usually our attention is drawn to the major characters. You have Naomi, you have Elimelech at the beginning, hear about him a little bit, Machlon Kilion, or Arpa makes a brief appearance, and then you have the major characters. You have Naomi, you have Rus, and Boaz. At the end of Megillas Rus, there's another cameo appearance. And that is, we don't even know his name, Plony Almoni. He's called Mr. Anonymous, right? John Doe. That's what Plony Almoni means. The machlok is whether his name was Tov or not. Not clear, but it's clear that we're trying to keep him anonymous. Why? Because what he did was so horrific. What did he do? What did he do? Let's take a look. Let's take a peek for a moment. The very end of Rus. The one thing we hear about this Plony Almoni, he was a relative of Elimelech, slightly closer than Boaz. And he had the opportunity to marry Rus, what the Ramban in Parshat Yeshiv describes as a sort of a loose form of Yibum, not halachically required, but part of that. Now, he wasn't a brother of the Nifter, but he was a relative, a blood relative of the Nifter. There's some Kabbalistic fulfillment for the Neshama. If as close a relative as possible marries the widow of the Nifter, the man who passed away without children. So, Plony Almoni, he was first in line. He was the closest living relative, and Boaz was second closest. But Plony Almoni, so Boaz says, no, maybe you'd like to marry Rus. Be Goel. And Plony Almoni says, it's not for me. Why? Pen ashchis es nachlasi. I'm worried I'm worried that I might ruin my nachla. So what does that mean? Might ruin my nachla. So, see, Ibn Ezra says he was worried about his shalom bayis. Pashut. Ibn Ezra says, one of the approaches he has is Remez al Ishto. By nachla, he meant that he was happily, Bo Poimo, he says, I'm very happily married, not looking for a second wife. That's not going to, there may be Kabbalistic accomplishment through this quasi-yibum, but al pipshuto, I'm very happily married, I like to say it that way. So he says, no thank you. And Boaz perhaps was not married at the time, so he was a Goel Rus. But Rashi says he was worried about it. It wasn't a practical concern. He was worried halachically. He says, Rus was a Moav. Rus was a Moav. So the Psukim tell us that Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. Someone from the nation of Ammon, someone from the nation of Moav. Someone from the nation of Ammon and Moav is not permitted to marry into the Jewish people. V'ta'a, he says, Rashi says, V'ta'a be'amoni v'lo amonis. He didn't know that didn't only applies to a male ger from Ammon and Moav. Rus was a female gioris. She was not a Moavi. She was a Moavia or a Moavis. That didn't apply, but Ploni Amoni didn't know. Yeah. That is an amazing question. That's an amazing question. The mayor is asking, well, how is there a concept of Yibum? If Rus only converted after her husband had passed away. I don't want to get too far into that because it's going to sort of take us away from our major focus here. I will say two things. Maybe you can work on this more over the course of Leil Shavuos. One is, could I take a look at the Ramban? The Ramban, it's the Ramban in the Parsha of Tamar. He relates the story of Tamar as well to this idea of a more expansive concept of Yibum. It may not be governed by the same structure, more specific structure that the halachic Yibum that appears in Kisetze is. That's number one. And number two, the question of when Rus was Miskayeris is a great question. There definitely are some indications that there was at least some degree of Giyur beforehand as well. So you're touching on two excellent points. But let's come back for now to our story. So Rashi is telling us that the reason why Ploni Amoni punted was because, no, he didn't want to, he was worried Rus is from Moav. Rus is from Moav. So, Frek the Briskerov. Well, why didn't Boaz tell him? Especially if you assume that Boaz is Migdoli Adar. So Boaz should have told him, no, let me teach you the din. Oh, that's what you're worried about. He should have been open and honest. What happened to truth in advertising? So we have, why didn't Boaz explain? So what we have are, again, let's line up. Let's line up what our questions are. On the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. It's a mission in Avos. The Rambam is the eighth Iker in Amuna, a Yerushalmi in Peya, Kamasha Talmud Vasek Asachash, Kanemar Lemoshe Misinai. It's all Misinai. And on the other hand, you have Machlokas. And you have a Gemara in Menachas Dav Chav Tes that Moshe didn't know what was going on in Rabbi Kiva. He did not understand everything that was going on in Rabbi Kiva this year. So did he know everything? Did he not know everything? What's going on? And then this question of the interaction of Ploni Amoni and Boaz. If you take the approach of Ibn Ezra, that Ploni Amoni's hesitation was a personal one, my shalom bias, okay, that made a lot of sense. Boaz says, okay, that makes sense. You make your decision, I'll make my decision. But if you say, as Rashi did, it was halachic consideration, she's a Moavia. He didn't know this din. He thought that it applies to both men and women. So Boaz should tell him the din. Boaz should tell him the din. So the Rambam addresses these issues. The Rambam addresses these issues in several places. He addresses these issues in, we mentioned before, the Rambam has wrote a Pirush HaMishnayos, and although most of it is a Mishnah by Mishnah, every once in a while the Rambam will take a step back and sort of zoom out to talk about larger issues. I mentioned one of the places where he does that in the introduction to Perek Chelek, near the end of Masechah Sanhedrin, where he looks at one set of questions and issues of Machshava, questions of ultimate Schar V'Onesh, purpose, what's the goal, what's the Tachlis, as well as he discusses there some issues of how you understand Agadata, and he closes, as we saw, with Ikari Emuna. Another major Hakdama, Hashkafic Hakdama of the Rambam, is at the very beginning of Mishnayos. And the Hakdama, sometimes called the Hakdama Tizram, it's really the Hakdama overall to Pirush HaMishnah. Before he gets into the line by line, he says we need to understand about Tarshu B'Chsav and Tarshu Ba'al-Peh. We need to understand what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, and how did things get from there, from then, from Sinai, all the way to me, all the way to Mishnayos, and all the way to the Pirush that I'm going to teach you. And he really traces the development of Halacha, and along the way, develops all sorts of, talks about Nevuah, and he talks about Agadata, but the core focus, the axis of that opening Hakdama, is the history of Halacha, the history of Torah Shabbat Peh. And he develops there the notion, a very, very fundamental notion, that there are multiple parts to Torah Shabbat Peh. And in that idea that there are different parts of Torah Shabbat Peh, there lies the answer to all of these questions. He addresses that in a conversational way in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and in a more structured way in the Mishneh Torah, which he wrote later in life, the Hilchos Mamre. And he develops the following idea. He asks the question, here's really the key question. The key question lying behind all of this is, what exactly did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to teach Moshe Rabbeinu Torah on Har Sinai, and as the Gemara points out, based on the Psukim and Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins in Har Sinai, then continues to teach him Be'ol Moed over the course of the 40 years, and find the last leg of conveying of Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, and from Moshe to Klal Yisrael, is Arvos Moav. And Chumash Devarim, as you mentioned, was given, is conveyed on the plains of Moav, on the eastern bank of the Yarden, overlooking the Yarden as the Klal Yisrael are about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe Rabbeinu over the course, beginning with Har Sinai, over the course of the 40 years? So the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the entire text of Torah Shebichtav. Word for word, letter for letter, the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys to Moshe Rabbeinu over the course of those 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, as we hear at the very end of Chumash, writes at least one Sefer Torah, and Chazal understand, reading between the lines, he wrote 13 Sefer Torah. He's already giving Klal Yisrael the entire text of Torah Shebichtav. If you go back to the very beginning, at the very beginning of this year, we were looking at the Rambam's. We were looking at the Rambam's Ikari Amuna, Yisori HaTorah. When he's talking here at the beginning, he's talking about the text of Torah Shebichtav, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct dictation to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, the entire text of Chamesh Chumshei Torah. And then at the end, he says he also gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Perush HaTorah HaMakubal, the traditional interpretation, Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? He says the fact that we know how to make a sukkah and lulav, shofar, we know what tefillin look like, that's all part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Shaliach HaNeman B'Shlichuso, the ultimate trustworthy messenger. Moshe Rabbeinu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messenger. The Rambam goes on to explain at greater length, again, as I said before, in the Hakdamah, the beginning of Perush HaMishnah, and in the beginning of Hilchos HaMamrim and Sefer Shoftim, Mishneh Torah, He points out there are multiple parts. So what? How much of Torah Shebaal Peh did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Rambam develops, when he talks about different categories of Torah Shebaal Peh, he says, look, Torah Shebaal Peh includes both Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Drabanan. And within the Dinim Daraisa, so you have Dinim that are explicitly in the Chumash, that's Torah Shebaal Sav. Then you have facts that are not rooted in Chumash. Facts. Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam breaks it down into sort of pure facts that are not all tied to the Psukim, as well as interpretations of the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Pri Eitz Hadar, that's an Esrik. That's what we call a Pirush HaMakubal. But then the Rambam goes on to say, not all of Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah was given directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the text of Torah Shebaal Sav, Chamish Chumshei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu many facts, many halachas of Moshe Misinai, including Perushim HaMekubalim, including the basic interpretation of every parsha in the Torah. They have a basic the psukim don't, they say put on tefillin, but what does tefillin look like? The psukim say don't do malacha, but what's malacha? So in order to make halacha actionable, implementable, as Rav Shailat points out in his Shi'urim on the Rambam's Hakdama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a certain basic Perushim HaMekubalim, basic perush in the psukim, basic perush of every mitzvah. But then, in addition to the text of Torah Shebichsav and certain facts of the Torah Shebaal Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also told Moshe Rabbeinu the following. He said, I'm giving you this text of Torah Shebichsav, and I'm telling you up front that this text has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wills, he's omnipotent. I'm telling you that I wrote this text of Torah Shebichsav in a way that there are multiple layers of meaning embedded in every single pasuk. And I'm going to give you the tools, the mining tools, to mine every single pasuk and discover the additional nuggets of meaning that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine author, left for you to find in this pasuk. And those are the midrash HaTorah Reshes Behem. The Darchei HaLimud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, how to interpret Psukim in the Chumash. Every Pasuk has Pshuto Shel Mikra, has a basic level of meaning, and there are additional levels of meaning, the Drashos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachmei HaTorah the tools to discover those layers of meaning in the Psukim. But the Rambam argues against Gaonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Moshe Rabbeinu the conclusions of every drasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said before, number one, the Torah Shebichsav, the text of Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number two, gave him certain facts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave number three, the tools with which Moshe and later Chachmei HaTorah would continue to look into the Chumash to find the additional layers of meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for us to find. And the Rambam says, you want to know where Machlokas comes from? That's where Machlokas comes from. He says, if it's a Pasuk in Chumash, so we have the Pesukim in Chumash. No Machlokas over that. If it's a Pirush HaMekubal, he says, if you have a Machlokas and one party says, it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai, Ivory tradition is Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's the end of the Machlokas. And in a moment, we'll get back to a Gemara in Yevamos that makes that very point. Gemara says, Im Halacha Hina Kabel, if it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, so if you have a Kabbalah, that's the end of the story. But the Gemara says, not everything is Halacha Moshe Misinai. If it's drashas, the Rambam says drashas don't mean that we're just, see, drashas mean that here's a new question, here's a new issue, let's use the Tartar Dreshman, let's look deep into the Chumash and see what we find. What are we going to discover of the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for us to discover? Let's go on a intellectual mining trip, an intellectual mind expedition into the Chumash. That's what the Chachmei HaTorah are doing when they're darshan. They're discovering dinim. They're seeking to discover what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean when he wrote this pasuk. It may be that no human ever discovered this before. We're not making it up, Chas V'Shalom. We're discovering. Demons Rabbanan are being invented. Din Rabban are being legislated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachmei Torah the additional power to create new Din Rabbanan. A Din Daraisa of a Midrasha is not being created. I'm not making it up, but I'm seeking to figure out what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean when he wrote this Pasuk, using the tools that he gave me. And the Rambam goes on to say, in any sufficiently complex logical system, you know, several generations, several centuries before Gödel in making this point, in any sufficiently complex logical system, there will be points which are neither demonstrably true, provably true or false. Rambam says that the system of halacha is complex enough that two Tamei Chachamim, competent Tamei Chachamim, who have great amount of knowledge of Torah and a great amount of knowledge of the Mishnah Torah and Drashas, and the tools with which to interpret the Torah, and coming with Yirah Shamayim, can look at the same question and come up with different answers. They're each looking to Chumash, trying to figure out, doing their best to figure out what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? What was the divine intent? And they might legitimately come to different conclusions. That's where machlokas comes from. The Rambam says, the Gaonim thought that every single machlokas, every single drush was raised to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then someone forgot. Rambam says, chas v'shalom, every single machlokas is based on forgetting? He says, hayitachin. How can you say such a chutzpahdik thing about the Chachmei Torah? They forgot everything. Mamish, tens of thousands of things, they forgot everything? He says, how can you say this? He says, no. This is the machlokas and shas. It's because they were looking into the issue. They were trying to figure, as the Gemara Yivama says, im halacha hina kabel. If it's taka halacha Moshe Sinai, so that if you have a masora, that's what was said you, from your rabbi. I said mi Sinai. There's nothing to argue about. But if no one has the masora, this is part of the halacha Moshe Sinai. So this is part of the rest of Torah Shavuot Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tools, but not all the conclusions. And that's what the Rambam says in, he's very clear about it in Hilchos Marmim. He says, you have some things that are lamdu osam epi ashmua, halachas are based on tradition, that the din is from a tradition. His other things are lamdum lilifi mipi daitam ba'achas namishat ha-dreshes ben. They use their logic to apply the traditional Mishnah and Drashas to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean. It goes out, that's Mamre in Perek Alf Halacha Beis. In Mamre in Halacha Gimel, he goes on to say, here's the difference between those two areas. Divrei Kabbalah is no machlokas. I mentioned before, Pre-Eitz Hadar means Esrog. That's the Rambam, an example Rambam gives of that's a traditional Moshe Misinai. How do I know? The Rambam says, you look at that sugya, it's an inverted sugya. Instead of, you know, a machlokas or what the din is, it, and everyone looks at the same pasuk as a different way of reading the pasuk and comes to different conclusions. That's a typical sugya. Over there, everyone agrees to the conclusion. The conclusion is, Pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog. Machlokas is, how do you see it in the pasuk? Or which pasuk do you see it from? Everyone agrees that Mimachos HaShabbos means the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. Everyone agrees, all the Chachmei HaTorah agree that Shavuos doesn't have to be on a Sunday. That Sfiras Omer doesn't have to start on a Sunday. How do you know it? That's a long, long discussion. Which pasuk do you derive it from? Whenever you see, everyone agrees to the conclusion. The machlokas question is, where does it come from? How could be everyone agrees to the conclusion? Oh, must be a Pirush HaMakubo. That's one of those rare sugyas where you already know the answer. The answer they're given is that we're just trying to figure out what's the source in psukim. But normally, there's a machlokas on what the conclusion is because they don't know in advance what the din is. And that is exactly what goes on in Rus. Because the Briskerov points out that the Sugya in Yevamos discuss the din of Moaviv, lo Moavia. And the Gemara in Yevamos says that several generations after the story of Rus, in the time of David HaMelech, here Ayin Vav and Beis Ayin Zayim and Aleph in Maseches Yevamos, the Gemara says that some were saying, oh, David isn't right to be a king. He's not even right to marry into the Kal. He comes from Rus HaMoavia. Back and forth and back and forth. And finally, Amasa comes And he says, the Gemara says, he says, there's nothing to discuss. Kach mekublani beis dino shel Shmuel. This is the Kabbalah. Amon v'lo amonis, moaviv lo moavia. It's a Kabbalah. And working back to the Mishnah there, im halacha nekabel, in a slightly different context, im halacha nekabel din yesh tshuva. If it's a halacha, we have to accept, as Rambam said. Something that's halacha moshim sinai, there's no room for machlokas. Im ledin, if it's based on drashas, yesh tshuva. So then we can argue back and forth. What's the best way to darshan the psukim? Because we're trying to figure out what the din is. So, Briskerov points out that what Amasa says, recording Yivama Stafayin Zayin, at the time of David HaMelech, is this is a Kabbalah. This is Halacha Moshe Misinai Moaviv Lo Moaviyah. There's no room for Machlokas. Says the Briskerov, that's what was going on between Ploni Almoni and Boaz. Ploni Almoni says, yeah, I'm worried. She's from Moab. So Boaz says, yeah, but Moab, you've lost Moabia. There's no concern. She's a female Gioris. That's the proper way. And Ploni Almoni says, that's very nice. That's your psak. Then maybe the next generation, Sahedrin, will reopen the issue and they'll darshan it differently. And the answer to that, which Ploni Almoni didn't appreciate, but Boaz did. This wasn't a question of something that is based on drushas hapsukim, and we can debate, and we can discuss, and maybe a different Sanhedrin will see it differently, or pass it differently. No, this was kach mekublani. This was based on halacha moshe misinai. This is not open for machlokas. And this, Rabosai, brings us back to where we started. We opened by being puzzled. Torah is Misinai, and yet there's Machlokas. Torah is Misinai, yet, and Komash Tamil Vasig Asal Chadish, everything is taught to Moshe. On the other hand, Moshe doesn't understand what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. And the answer, as we've seen, the answer to the question of Rus, and the answer to the question of how Halacha works in general, is the answer, what exactly happened beginning Shavuos? What did Moshe learn from, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, the Rambam tells us against the Gaonim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not teach Moshe Rabbeinu every single din. Actually, he did teach him every single din, potentially. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Rishalmi says, Kama Ashtamad Vasig Asad L'Chadesh, the Kranemar LaMoshe, it does not, according to Rambam, mean that Hashem directly told Moshe every single din that any Tana, Amora, Rishon, Acharon, any Talmud Vasig would say. No. He didn't hear every single din, and that's why the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara Menachos, he comes to hear Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't fully follow what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Hai Yitachin? What do you mean? Bo'ov Torah is Misinai? Yes. What that means is, some Chamish Chumshe Torah said directly to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The part of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is B'Kabbalah, the Halachas Moshe Misinai, Purusha Mekubalim, that part which is, does not brook any Machlokas, because those parts were, the Dinim themselves, the content was directly said to Moshe Rabbeinu. The other part of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is that which emerges from Drashos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Moshe every single conclusion. But everything is, even that was Nemar Lamosha in the sense that Chazal are not Chalila Vachas making up their own dinim and they're just pinning it on a drasha. They're seeking to figure out to the best of their ability using the tools that Hashem himself gave us for this purpose to mine the Chumash and discover, not to invent, but to discover what is the Kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he left embedded for us? What are the dinim that he left embedded in the Chumash? So it's all based on the tradition and the principle and the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. So yes, it is there in potentia. It's all based, we're not just making up something new. Even the new drushes, the new chidushin that every Talmud has, is all an unbroken part of the Masorah from Sinai. It's based on the system that Kadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want Chachmei HaTorah to be using. We're not making it up. We're applying the very system that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe to continue to do our best to see what it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convey to us. And let's end with one final question, a reflective question. So we have this fascinating idea that Rambam gives us and puts all the pieces together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us not only Torah Shabbat, to divide Torah into Torah Shabbat Chasav and Torah Shrapeh, but much of the Torah Shrapeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to put it on the Chachmei HaTorah to figure it out. I'm not telling you all the answers, but I'm giving you the tools to figure out the answers you don't already have. Fascinating. But why? But why? Wouldn't it have been simpler? And more direct? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just give it to us. He could have put it all in Torah Shebech Sav. Could have just, everything could be written in Chumash. Or at least put all Torah Shebech Peh. If it's going to be Baal Peh, at least give us all the answers. Give us all the dinim. Why have machlokas? Why is it that we need to try to do our best to figure it out? The Mail Rambam says, the Mail is going to lead to machlokas. Why? And part of the answer, and here's a nugget, a machshava nugget for you to chew on over the course of Shavuos, is the Gemara says a pasuk in the very beginning of Tehillim. Pasuk says, "Ki besoros Hashem cheftzo." You have a Jew who's trying to live properly. Besoros Hashem cheftzo, besoros yagi yom v'layla. He desires Hashem's Torah and he works hard. The Torah so in his Torah. Who is he? The Gemara says in more than one place that in both in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes and in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis, time is of the essence. We won't look inside now. Gemara says Torah so means your Torah. Betchilat Torah Hashem. It starts as God's Torah. But you work hard. If you're Yehegeh, you work hard. It becomes Torah Yileh. It becomes your Torah. What do you mean your Torah? Gemara says that's why a Talmud Chacham Mochan is covered. Because Torah delay, it's your Torah. What do you mean your Torah? That you made it up, Chas V'Shalom. But it does mean you're doing your hardest to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of the opportunity to become a junior partner with Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to just be passive recipients to live like Pesach style, Isarusa, Dela'ela, or Kadosh Baruch Hu just gave us a gift of Cheres. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to graduate up to Isarusa, Dela'tata, Shavuos style, where of course our Kadosh Baruch Hu was running the show, but he gave us the opportunity to be junior partners in our own destiny, to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma, to help make it happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity, gave us the space to own the Torah, to play a role in actually discovering, not Chalila making it up, but to give the opportunity to discover the Torah. And that's the way He created all of life. The goal of Olam Hazeh, Olam HaNisayon, is to create our Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just given us Olam Haba, but He wanted us to create it. He wanted us in some way to own it, to be in some sense like Ribbono Shel'Olam, to play a role in our own destiny. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have the opportunity, Torah delay, that's the goal of Shavuos. To not just check off the boxes to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah B'yom B'layla, but to seek to be ambitious, to be Zocha B'Kisra, to strive for Kisra Shel Torah, to be crowned with Torah, to mamash, be wedded to the Torah, that comes to the Amal, to the Yehegeh, becomes Torah delay. And this opportunity to make Torah mine, it's built, as we've seen, into the very structure of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to present Torah to Klal Yisrael in a way that we have a role, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a role to play, to work hard at becoming Tamei Chachamim, and to strive for Torah delay, to continue that chain that we now appreciate with greater nuance, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, all the way 40 generations to Ravina Ravashi, the end of Talmud Bavli, all the way until you and I. Rabbosai, we should be Zocha to continue striving that the Kabbalah Sator that we refresh or renew over the course of Shavuos should give us energy to continue to strive in an ever upward spiral for Mitzvah Hashem for months and years and decades of increasing degrees of Kisra Shel Torah, of Torah Yilei Rabosai, shall have a happy and very, very productive Shavuos. Thank you. A good Yom Tov, Chevra.